With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump's Sunday rally packed both Madison Square Garden and the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
And then we have all of the people that could fill it up 10 times. You take a look at outside what's going on all the way down to the river, the beautiful, beautiful Hudson River.
Reporting from Manhattan is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The famous arena was full hours before Trump took the stage, and thousands of people were turned away when the garden reached capacity. Outside, the sidewalks are overflowing with Trump supporters in red Make America Great Again hats and vendors selling all kinds of merchandise. There's a heavy security presence here with several streets blocked off in Midtown Manhattan. Greg Cluxton, New York.
Also at SRNnews.com, Egypt has proposed a two-day ceasefire proposal for Gaza.
Egypt's president has announced that his country has proposed a two-day ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, during which four hostages held in Gaza would be freed. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, speaking in Cairo, said the proposal also included the release of some Palestinian prisoners and the delivery of humanitarian aid to the besieged Gaza Strip. Egypt has been a key mediator along with Qatar and the United States. This is the first time Egypt's president has publicly proposed such a plan. I'm Karen Shamas.
An astronaut who was hospitalized after splashing down in the Gulf of Mexico is reportedly back on their feet. NASA officials say astronauts Matthew Dominic, Michael Barrett, Jeanette Epps, and Russian cosmonaut Alexander Gribenkin underwent post-flight medical checks after their SpaceX capsule splashed down off Florida's Gulf Coast Friday. One crew member was hospitalized. The astronauts have been in orbit at the International Space Station since March. It's not known why the astronaut's name was not revealed. This is SRN News. A major study on transgenderism is being squashed. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
It was funded by the National Institutes of Health to the tune of $10 million and looked at how giving children puberty blockers to help them live as the opposite sex affected their mental health. But head researcher Dr. Joanna Olson Kennedy tells the New York Times she will not release the findings because they indicate that the drugs did not help the kids, and says the results would be, quote, weaponized by critics of transgenderism. Dr. Olson Kennedy is a leading trans advocate. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One West Texas city has banned men from using female restrooms and locker rooms. Members of the Odessa City Council have expanded a 1989 ordinance that prohibits individuals from entering restrooms of the opposite sex. The 5-2 vote came following an emotionally charged exchange between residents and city leaders, with city council members arguing that the ordinance would protect Odessans and their families. This is SRN News. Venezuela's top prosecutor announces the arrest of a former oil minister, accusing him of working with the U.S. government to undermine the industry that drives the country's economy.
Pedro Telechea became Venezuela's oil czar in January 2023, but was reassigned in August. The attorney general says people in Telechea's inner circle were also detained, but he did not name them. He also did not mention the specific charges. President Nicolas Maduro has reassigned Telechea's duties to the vice president. Telechea was replaced in his current role recently when Maduro appointed a close ally.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. American Airlines is testing a new technology at three airports across the country during the boarding process that aims to cut down on passengers who try to jump the line. Technology alerts gate agents with an audible sound if a passenger tries to scan the ticket ahead of the assigned group. More details at SRNnews.com.